It was just a great event. This is by far the biggest Marine Corps marathon in history. 40,000 runners for this 50th anniversary. Just to give people an estimate, like 23,000 roughly last year. So we're almost doubling in size, and it feels like it. There were so many runners out on the course giving encouragement. And what was really striking to me was just the amount of crowd support. It seemed to swell compared to last year as well. And for these races, especially when it gets kind of there towards the end, mile 19, mile 20, to see people cheering you on that you don't even know, it really is a motivator and a great thing.
You know, you've done this for a couple of years in a row. You know, what have you learned from it, and how do you prepare yourself for such a thing?
You know, the real marathon, I've heard numerous runners say this, is the training. Once you get to the starting line, that's the easy part. Now, some people may disagree with me, and today I might disagree with that. You know, the last 4 or 5 miles were pretty tough, but, you know, that training that all of these runners, these 40,000 finishers put in, is really the tough part, because it's not getting up one day and going to run 26 miles. It's getting up week after week, going in, putting maybe some shorter miles, but then going in and putting the long run week after week to prepare yourself to get to this day. And, you know, I'm sure all these people are just very proud that that hard work paid off.
You know, take us into your mind when you see all these people supporting you. You even told us earlier about, you know, you see the families of those who were lost also supporting you all in the run. Just talk about what that feels like and what goes through your mind as you kind of take all that in while you're running.
Yeah, that Wear Blue Mile you're referring to, right, where you see the names, pictures, and dates of service members who were either killed in action or killed a little bit after they left the service, really is pretty inspiring. And to hush over the crowd, over the runners, all you hear is the footfall as people are running. But then you get beyond that and you see those families, and they've gone through the ultimate pain and dealing with the loss of a loved one. So it really puts into perspective how easy a marathon is compared to that. And so it's humbling, really pushes you through knowing that they can deal with that. You can run these last 13 miles for them.
And, you know, how special is it to just run through areas that normally it's packed with traffic, you're in a car, you don't really get to appreciate it? What was that part of it like?
Yeah, Mike, I'm glad you brought that up. The mall is great to run on. Haynes Point's great to run on, but most people can go out and run on Haynes Point, the mall, National Mall, any time of day, any day of the week. Some of the cooler parts that I think, Little Falls Parkway, a place where nobody ever gets to run. We got to run on that today, and it's just a beautiful drive. It was an even more beautiful place to run. It's kind of this hidden gem, I think, that's part of this race that I really enjoyed.
All righty. So now, how do you celebrate at the end? Is it a big pizza and some beer? What do you do after this?
You said it. Beer. Beer, and our listeners are going to think I'm a child, but Count Chocula. A big bowl of Count Chocula.
There you go. The recipe of a winner. All right. Well, thank you so much,
there
Luke. Appreciate it.